Kalanick's comeback, the AI CEO experiment, and America's workforce wake-up call. Good morning. It's Friday, July 24th, 2026, and today's AI landscape is defined by one theme. Machines aren't just doing jobs. They're starting to run companies, build factories, and now, even the U.S. government is sounding the alarm about what that means for the workforce. Let's get into it. The headline this morning is Travis Kalanick's industrial AI startup Adams, pulling in a staggering $1.7 billion in a round, led by Andreessen Horowitz. Ben Horowitz is personally joining the board. And here's the twist. Uber, the company that ousted Kalanick back in 2017, is now an investor. A16Z is openly calling it, Travis is back. Adams builds AI-powered robotics for physical industrial operations. Think warehouse automation, logistics infrastructure, and manufacturing at scale. With that kind of capital and those backers, this is a serious bet that physical AI is the next trillion-dollar category. Meanwhile, Skyfall AI is doing something that would have seemed like science fiction a year ago. They're planning to acquire a real operating company and hand the CEO chair to an AI. Not metaphorically, but with actual executive authority. The founding team came from Maluba, the Canadian AI lab acquired by Microsoft. Their thesis, every major lab is racing to build autonomous employees, but that goal is too small. They want autonomous leadership. On the funding and infrastructure front, U.S. venture capital hit an eye-popping $412.7 billion in the first half of 2026. The catch? 81% of that went to rounds above $100 million. AI is sucking up the oxygen, and the concentration is sharpening. Meanwhile, a $700 billion Singapore sovereign wealth fund, GIC, is flagging that Chinese AI models like GLM 5.2 are running 60 to 90% cheaper than OpenAI and Anthropic. U.S. enterprises are already routing up to 46% of their token volume through those cheaper alternatives. That's not a rumor. It's a structural cost story that's going to get louder. On the security side, a startup called Aegis AI, founded by former Google security executives, just raised $36 million to fight AI-powered spear phishing. Their agents analyze incoming messages the way a human analyst would, catching the subtle anomalies that even sophisticated attacks miss. Separately, a team of former Doji employees launched a military cyber startup that's already valued at $1.4 billion, using AI to expand U.S. cyber defense capabilities. The defense AI corridor is heating up fast. There's a geopolitical undercurrent running through all of this. Reuters is reporting that U.S. threats to sanction Chinese AI developers over alleged IP theft and export control violations are starting to unravel the fragile international safety cooperation that researchers spent years building. A new Pew survey found that by a 3-to-1 margin, Americans believe China, not the United States, is more advanced in AI development. That's a perception gap that matters politically. And on the policy front, Harvard's dean of the college, David Deming, joined dozens of faculty signatories calling for urgent research into AI's economic impact. As a USA Today op-ed this morning put it bluntly, data centers are draining power grids, entry-level jobs are disappearing, and Washington has no plan. Speaking of workforce, a new survey shows nearly half of hiring managers would rather invest in AI tools than train the newest class of college graduates. That stat, more than any other this week, captures the moment we're in. In product news, Runway launched an AI model router, a tool that automatically selects the best image, video, or audio generation model for any given request, balancing quality versus cost. In a world with dozens of credible generative media models, smart routing may be the real differentiator. And Coinbase expanded its AI agent infrastructure, letting agents pay businesses directly and execute crypto trades autonomously. Today's business idea: there is a massive, underserved market for AI workforce transition consulting for mid-market companies. Not the enterprise giants with internal strategy teams, but the 50 to 500 employee businesses watching their hiring managers choose tools over people with zero internal guidance on how to manage that shift responsibly, legally, or profitably. An advisory firm that combines AI implementation with workforce redesign and compliance would be both timely and defensible. That's your briefing for Friday, July 24th. The machines are getting the corner office. The question now is, who's going to manage the transition for everyone else?